Good morning from Leap Day to a new month. It's March 1st, a Tuesday, but not any Tuesday. It's Super Tuesday, and we're with our political observer, Alan Schar, talking as we sit here on a Super Tuesday. Alan, your thoughts this morning on the race?
Well, my first thought is that I have to get home after a full day's work in order to vote in the primary in Massachusetts. Look, if the trajectory is seen as the way it's been going, then Hillary Clinton is going to be the candidate. And Bernie Sanders says he's going to stay into the very end. We always know that Sanders wanted to make a point in this election. And so many of the things he's saying, of course, can't be disputed in terms of income, in terms of the way in which the American people are losing ground. So he's made that point. And by staying in and going to the convention, he continues to make the point. It is certainly true that in my home state of Massachusetts that there's a groundswell of people who support Bernie in the polls, but just by a little bit. The New York State question is, of course, that Hillary will do very well in New York, and she will bring the New York State Senate with her. That's my bet. So that with the exception of Jeff Klein and his band of, well, you know, political opportunists, so that's another word for something else, who have made common cause with the Republicans, despite the fact that they say that they're, you know, sort of progressive Democrats. There are five of them, I believe. If, in fact, the Senate goes Democratic, and then Andrew Cuomo, who has had to swing left in order to satisfy his left in his own bid, perhaps for a third term, he'll have to, of course, talk to Klein and say, you guys have got to coalesce with the Democrats and make them into put them into the leadership position. If he doesn't do that, then all of his running around about $15 an hour minimum wage will look as if he doesn't really mean it. So there are some major implications from this election as to what's going to happen. Hillary Clinton is the candidate, or if Bernie Sanders is the candidate in New York, it's got to help the Democrats on all the lower level offices like the state Senate and the Assembly.
We're seeing now that Hillary Clinton is turning toward a general election strategy, specifically against Donald Trump. And from the Times this morning, the strategy is beginning to take shape with groups that support Mrs. Clinton preparing to script and test ads that would portray Mr. Trump as a misogynist and an enemy to the working class whose brash temper would put the nation and the world in grave danger.
It's all interesting. You know, misogynist, yes, but that is one of those things that seems to be unpredictably helping Donald Trump. You know, he is the anti-PC guy. And all those people who gather in garages and in bars and in places and talk about how they're not allowed to talk about women anymore and they're not allowed to do this or that. So, look, there is an expectation on the part of many that Trump will explode or implode. And what we have seen, of course, from the very beginning is that he hasn't. And no matter what ridiculous thing he says, no matter what he says about, you know, not having any answers or he has an answer reminiscent of Nixon and Vietnam, I have a plan. Well, you know, you can't get a straight answer out of Trump out of what he would do to, for example, replace Obamacare, which he says he wants to do. So the idea that Hillary is gearing up for Trump puts a little bit of fear in some people because they thought from the very beginning he was a big fat turkey who was going to implode and he didn't. And now, if there's one thing everybody should have learned about Trump is he is not to be taken lightly.
You always hear about an October surprise when it comes to politics. There's this from BuzzFeed, Alan. The New York Times is sitting on an audio recording that some of its staff believe could deal a serious blow to Donald Trump, who in an off-the-record meeting with the newspaper called into question whether he would stand by his own immigration views.
Ah, you know, they always say that this or that will destroy Trump. But in fact, he's all over the place and has been from the very, very beginning. And that seems to be one of the things that are attracting people. Oh, he was inconsistent on this, or he's inconsistent on that. I don't see it. I don't think that's what is accounting for his popularity right now. And by the way, with everybody coming after him and dumping on him in every way they can, he still continues to lead and to increase his lead.
Our political observer, Alan Schar. Well, if you're in one of those states today, vote.
Without question. You don't vote, you deserve what you get.